say he about anything.
He doesn't care about anything.
Did you think about it? You say, well,
I've considered it.
I've
thought about it.
In the process,
I'm thinking about it. I've been thinking about it.
And this is a what? You live in a
house.
And two of them would be two
whole houses.
And two or three of them, two or three people living in the same building, and there are three separate entrances, and they own the building together. You'd call that a
co-op.
And then two people living in a building, perhaps renting it, one lives in one floor, one lives above, you call it a...
an apartment? House?
How would you distinguish that? Would you ever use anything else as a department? I call it a... Do you ever use the term flat?
Years ago.
You wouldn't use that any longer?
No. In Chicago, I lived in flat.
The largest outbuilding in a farm is called the
barn.
And a building for storing corn would be called a
corn shed.
And then a building for storing grain would be called a
grain shed.
The upper part of the barn.
Hay loft.
And out in front of your house, I don't think you have one, no, but in the city especially, people have they walk along the what?
Sidewalk.
And then if you have one of these between the houses, what would you call that?
Gangway. Funny, that, where did we get that? Gangway.
I think from the, I'm not sure, but it might be from the apartments. We have these narrow passageways, possibly. That might be it. I'm not sure. But that's an interesting item. That's something that's, I think, peculiar to this part of the country. Mm-hmm. You have a pile of hay outside. You probably call it a
haystack.
If it were just a smaller one, do you have another name for it?
Hay mound.
And a shelter for cows.
Barn.
And a pile of hay in the field, what would you call that? Did you use probably one of these two, hay mound or hay sack or something different?
No.
Okay. How about a shelter or enclosure for hogs and pigs?
Pigs die.
And a room or building where milk and cream are kept and made into butter and cheese.
I know. Cellar.
How about the name of a...
It was usually under the windmill. Where the coal kept the cold water on it.